Higher Wellness and Life Worlds with Reverend Pastor Mike Kim. This is a Warfighter Radio Network sponsored program in conjunction with Veteran Spirituality Fellowship, a vet church that exists online as well as in person in community. And it's just been a great blessing to have Terry Nichols produce the shows and have all these different great people involved to support the positive spiritual message that's out there for veterans. And when I say spiritual, I mean that's very generalized. And, you know, whether you have faith or no faith, it's important to recognize that we are here for you, and we're praying for you, and we are a community that cares about you. Before we get started with our great show with our guest Jeremy Wallace, before we get on with him, let me just give a couple more announcements. One, I'd like people to be open to George Eshelman. Hey, any of that background noise, please cut that. Please cut that off if possible. Background noise, if you can kind of get that under control. Okay, that's better. Know that George expressed to me that he did make an error as far as claiming he was a ranger when he was not. That does not deny his military service, and I will let him explain that, not on the air, not on the radio, because in the past when he was a guest here, he had claimed to be a ranger. But as a pastor, I need to forgive him, but my views are not the views of the radio station, the people at Warfighter Radio Network, or anyone else. I don't represent anything other than myself regarding that. I mention that because I don't want folks to use the radio show or the internet web page, which is part of this spiritual community, to take advantage, and I'm not making any accusations. When I say take advantage, I mean to use the platform as a way to advance themselves or to hit on women or to hit on men. I mean, it's one thing to meet and develop positive friendships, and, you know, if romantic encounters unfold, that's fine. But, you know, this whole thing of manipulating other people, and again, I'm not connecting this to George, but I'm just like saying this as a whole because I've been noticing certain things with certain people who I have found even have contacted certain family friends of mine because there's a joint contact on Facebook. And so I ask folks to be respectful. All that being said, we've got a great show in hand. We're actually live here at the Yale Club of New York City, and we've got a fabulous attorney, Jonathan Garber, here as my legal advisor, because we never know when the good pastor is deviant. But he's only my legal advisor. So I just put that disclaimer out there, and only limited for this particular library at the Yale Club in case security comes in. But anyway, I'm here live, and we have wonderful guests, or I should say a wonderful guest and an interesting call-in person who's a fantastic supporter of the show. Our guest tonight is Jeremy Wallace. Jeremy Wallace is a fantastic guy, a veteran with great spiritual faith, who basically started an outdoors program for veterans with very limited funding, but huge vision, and ended up taking vets out to different camps, to kayak, to canoe, to hike. He even added a spiritual component to it. I believe his chaplain is going to be coming on board. But I was really impressed by hearing Jeremy's testimony, Jeremy's life with the veteran community, and how he's a father and a husband and a mentor to many, and a great servant of the Lord. I'd love to see him ordained someday if he's open to God's calling, because many are called and few are chosen. I believe Jeremy is one that's called and chosen. All that being said, is Jeremy Wallace on deck? Ricky.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, brother. How's everything?
Everything's going pretty good.
Okay. So I always screw up with the name of, because I love Muddy Waters and I love bluegrass music, but I always get the name of the organization mixed up. So please, do me the justice. What is the full name?
The long name is A Soldier's Heart, Bluegrass and Muddy Waters, but, for short, we just go by Soldier's Heart.
Fantastic. And how can people learn about Soldier's Heart?
We've got a Facebook page. You can search A Soldier's Heart, Bluegrass and Muddy Waters on Facebook. We have a website still under development, and it is asoldiersheart.org.
Fantastic. Let me also ask you this. What gave you the audacious hope to start this? Because when you first told me about it, I'll be honest with you, this wasn't the most Christian thing or spiritual thing to do, but I was kind of lashing inside. I said, this guy wasn't going to, do this thing in the speed that he's saying he's going to do it. Only the Esquire, John Garvin, can produce such results, But I'm just saying that because he's my legal advisor at this time within this room, and that's limited. But you tell me, because I talk a lot, but tell me what possessed you? Because after I heard and then I demanded video proof, because I was in doubt, and I saw the videos and I was so touched. You tell me, brother, what inspired you?
Well, the backstory, I went overseas to Iraq 2006, 2007. We were National Guard. We were real close together, all of the guys were. We did convoy escorts. We did some combat patrols and instant reaction force for LSA Anaconda. But, we had several guys injured and stuff. We had one guy we lost in action that was attached to our company. He wasn't originally with our company. He was just attached. We still lost one of our guys. But, we got back home and it wasn't but, about 5 or 6 months, and we lost the first guy to suicide. And then, about a year later, we lost another one. Mm. And about a year later, we lost another one. And I just got tired of going to funerals. I went to what was called a Project Odyssey retreat with Wounded Warrior Program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty good time. It's kind of hectic. It's hard for veterans with PTSD, because they provide transportation and everything, but what that is you gotta go to an airport, fly out of Nashville or wherever's close to you, and we were down in Gulfport, so we flew into Gulfport. Just how hectic airports and stuff are, and it's just kind of nerve wracking. But they had some outdoor activities and things like that, and I was just thinking about, at first, veterans in our local area. We've got nothing around here for veterans, and there's a big void. The closest VA hospital is an hour and a half, and we've got clinic's about 30 minutes, you know, but there's no vet centers or anything like that. Just so I knew there needed to be something. And then when I was at that Project Odyssey afterwards, that's where I kind of started dreaming up what I wanted to do, you know, brainstorming and stuff like that. So, excuse me. About 3 months later, we got our nonprofit status. Got some local veterans that I served with on board. Some guys I went to high school with that, you know, I hadn't seen since high school, but they're also veterans. They struggle with PTSD, and it's really taken off. And the only thing I can think of is the Lord has truly blessed us to get it off the ground as quick as He did.
Let me ask you this, because I was so impressed with the videos of the activities and all that. You guys had like a Navy SEAL who runs like a camp, and then you had the kayaks down the river. Like, where did you do that one, your first event? Because you had a good presence, and everybody just seemed real happy and stuff. I even wish I was out of the concrete jungle and joining you all. I mean,
yeah. Our first trips, the Navy SEAL guy, his name is Steve Brown. He retired 4 or 5 years ago, 24-year SEAL. He was at that Project Odyssey retreat with me down in Mississippi. So we met each other there, and he had told us about this old church camp that he had bought, and he's going to use it for veterans as well as for disadvantaged youth males that are growing up without fathers, to try to get them out of into the wilderness and show them how to do some, you know, survivalist stuff, hunting, fishing, teaching them things that they're not learning how to do, you know. So, but he invited us up there to have some of our retreats up there, and he's got a really nice camp. You know, we've been going up there. Our retreats we've had up there, we've doing some canoeing and kayaking there on a Kentucky River. Canoe Kentucky, they let us use their equipment while we were up there until we got our own equipment. But we go up there and, you know, we'll have our retreat. At the same time, we'll help Steve around camp try to kind of help develop his place. It was kind of dilapidated, and so we're bringing everything back up and trying to get this camp going again. But it's coming along really well.
Yeah, and it's great. Great stewardship that he's allowed you all come into the camp and also help. And it's just very much of a spiritual endeavor, and really defying what church is all about, what real church is all about, you know, because, you know, you're not just being stewards of equipment and property, but of each other's souls.
Yeah. And he's wanting to use that camp more for veterans now as well. So he's been talking to some other groups. We're talking about we're going to try to set up some week long camps up there and have some different activities during the whole week, and really trying to get like a week long retreat growing up there periodically as well.
And how about the situation with you have a chaplain on board with your program too?
Yeah, we've nominated him as our chaplain, dedicated him as our chaplain. He's a Iraq veteran. He was a 101st Airborne. He went into Iraq in 2003 on the initial invasion, but he's also a Presbyterian minister. So
that's great.
He's been helping us a lot with
tell him I forgive him for that. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's on the line here. Whenever you're ready for me to bring him on.
Oh man, I didn't know that. But I rescind what I say. No, I'm just saying because I'm a big fan of Tim Keller, who's Reverend Tim Keller. He's actually a Presbyterian minister here in New York, and preaches all around. And being myself a biblical scholar and preacher as a former Dominican monk, I can really relate with the preaching from Tim Keller, who's a Presbyterian minister. But if the chaplain can come on board to explain a little bit of what his experience has been with the Veteran Outdoors Project, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, he's really been helping me out. He's been like an accountability partner for me as well. You know, I can call and talk to him and go over ideals that I come up with and think about, and we'll just pray about it and see what happens, you know. So, but he's on here. His name's Daniel Hopkins.
Daniel, Reverend Hopkins, are you on deck?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
All right, cool.
Cool. Rev, let me know what's going on with how you got involved and how you felt called, because, you know, there aren't too many ministers and clergymen like us from the military and from war to go through such a difficult process of ordination, such as what you've gone through and what I've gone through. So, you know, if we can talk a little bit about that and then some things regarding your present work with Jeremy, because I think it's a great narrative for veteran spiritual organizing.
Okay, man. To begin with, I guess that I'm coming to the end of my seminary journey, and you know, I've been feeling pretty anxious, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, just really praying for God to just, you know, show me what's next. And,
sure.
you know, I want to stay busy. You know, I mean, I do mm-hmm. pastor a church now, but, you know, I just really felt like, you know, there's something else. And mm-hmm. I guess I met Jeremy almost a year ago. A good friend of mine called and said, "Hey, man, we got this part of this organization. We're going to be going to Frankfurt to this camp." And it's the camp that Jeremy just spoke of briefly. Mm-hmm. "We want you to come along." So I was like, "All right, you know, I'll give it a shot. I'll go." And I went and just met Jeremy, you know, and met all the guys that was on the trip. And it was just powerful, you know, and just hearing Jeremy's heart and, like, seeing that, you know, that Jeremy was truly about the veteran, you know, and just hearing his story mm-hmm. of how all this came to be and what he wanted to do. Like, you know, I was in. And I told him then, "Hey, man, anything I could do to help you out, give me a shout, you know, let me know." And so I guess maybe just a month or two after that, he asked me if I would be interested in being the chaplain. I said, "Yeah, you know, whatever that looks like, I think I'm willing." And I really felt like the whole project, me being part of it, was just a godsend. You know, it was just like divine appointment. It was perfect timing, and you know, I couldn't be happier to be on board. I believe in the mission. I believe in what he's doing, and I just want to be there to be part of it.
In regards to any trips, have you gone on any trips yet?
Yeah, I went on the trip, that first trip to Frankfurt, I'm not sure, I don't know, almost a year ago, something like
okay,
that,
yeah.
almost a
yeah,
year
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the most recent one that we went on was right here close to home, Land Between the mm-hmm. Lakes. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was just about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
was the one that we really tried to kind of pilot or like a little bit more, trying to be more intentional about some PTSD recovery. And,
yeah.
You know, just getting conversation started, you know, I mean, I think that we're all on the same page as far as the healing process goes, man. It starts with just with building some kind of community.
Right.
You know, we believe
right.
that PTSD is personal. It has a lot
yes.
to do with a person's identity, a lot of the baggage they come home with from war. It's very
yeah.
personal. But we also believe it's communal. You know,
mm-hmm.
There needs to be, I think recovery, it doesn't need to be done alone. You know, we need
mm-hmm.
people around us to support us and guys that are like-minded and maybe get going through some of the same things. It's important to have all that around. And then, of course, we believe that part of our recovery is spiritual, a big part of it. And so that's kind of what we're trying to we're just kind of trying to guide conversations, and not really guide conversations, but just initiate conversation and get guys talking about the things that really wear on them. You know, one of the PTSD I've heard defined is post-traumatic soul distress. So we really want to get at what is distress in your soul, and let's get it out and talk about it and look at it, and let's all learn from it and grow from it together.
Man, Reverend, I think Reverend Hopkins, you've said something that I've never heard before, post-traumatic soul disorder. And I think that's something else, because, yeah, these stressors, I think they're beyond just events, but these different moral dilemmas, spiritual, ironies that folks go through. Let me ask you this. What are some other things that you're finding, not necessarily like at the camp, but just in general, like, you know, because you're a pastor and also a war vet and everything. What do you think is a path within spirituality that can help address these issues that troops have in regards to the readjustment process?
I really think that a restoration of honor, I really think that has to do with a person's identity. I really believe, like, our objective on these retreats, as far as the spiritual goes, is to really help these guys carry their path with meaning, with honor, with integrity. And, it truly is about the warrior, and that's really how we look at it. It's these guys have been asked to decide who lives and who dies. And that's not something to take lightly. And it messes with people. And I think part of the language that we use is, you've come home matured and skilled and enlightened. You're not sick. You're not twisted. You're not diagnosed. You are more than you ever were. And, we really want to, it starts with the individual, and I think if we can get some soul healing, some heart healing, then everything around them will begin to heal. The relationships, their families, who they interact with at work, I think those things will begin to straighten up when the individual begins to receive the healing. And I think that starts with them being able to carry their past with honor.
That's great. That's great. Right before I go to Jeremy, because he's always got some great words to share, let me ask you this, Reverend, and I ask this with a lot of our guests who are either in the mental health profession or are in pastoral care work. When a vet starts getting that healing, what are some things they can do to restore some of their broken relationships?
Number one, I think forgiveness is huge. And often I believe it begins with forgiving ourselves. Mm-hmm. Maybe for the things that we've done or said or whatever. But I think forgiveness is key. I think that's where it starts, and I guess each individual person will have some individual battles that – or some different battles that they have to face. But, I think forgiveness is that's where it's going to begin.
Well said. Well said. All right. Well, stand by. Jeremy, getting back to you, how have you been able to – use spirituality in your life to be all that you can be, as they say in the Army back in the commercials back in the 80s?
Be all that you can be.
You said it just like the commercial, bro.
it's something I struggled with. And when I got back from overseas, I was not I grew up in church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I was mm-hmm. made to go to church when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd kind of after I joined the service and went to Iraq and stuff, it had been a long time since I'd been to church. But I started getting back in church probably 4 or 5 years ago. And just studying the Word of God, letting things go, you know, that have bothered me for a while, just giving them to Him to take, you know, giving it to Him. That's what He does, you know. Anything mm-hmm. that you struggle with, I mean, if you just give it to God, He'll take care of it. I mean, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's what I've started doing with everything in my life. I mean, you know, I pray, I talk to Him. You know, He's an understanding God. He's a loving God, and I truly believe that if you give your problems to Him, you know, He's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great message. I forgot the name of that one. Black spiritual song that talks about that. I mean, there are a lot of other songs, but that one in particular about that. It's inspiring. I appreciate you saying that for all of us listening tonight. I know I don't have internet access at this time, but I wonder, I know there was supposed to be some callers, that we've had some callers on previous shows, and I was out for 2 weeks. I went to go check up on my dad and all that, so I was out of the radio for 2 weeks, and so I'm really glad that you were able to join me as we started back up again with the Vet Podcast, spiritual podcast. But is Justin on board? Because he does a lot of work with the outdoors. Is Justin Snodgrass on board? Maybe he would. When Justin comes up, someone let me know. I have no access to internet, so I'm just making the calls. But anyway, and if any other caller comes up, just put them on and have them just talk. In the meantime, go ahead.
I know I've got Justin on Facebook, but we need to get hooked up with him sometime or another and see what we can do to help each other out with our organizations. I know he's doing some fishing and stuff like that. I can't remember what all he's got going on.
Yeah, that's why I wanted him. You know, he said he was going to call, and I think he is. It's just I don't have internet, but right now, but.
That's one thing. Yeah. Like I preach to everybody is mm-hmm. when I'm talking about veteran organizations is that mm-hmm. you know, we've all got to work together. We've got the same mission. We all just play a different part in it. And I want to thank.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
I want to thank the Lord that we've got people like Terry Nichols and Kevin Alley mm-hmm. and Reverend Mike and that put so much work and so much effort into taking care of these veterans that have needs. I mean, just list of resources you can go and on GSI's resources website, and you know it's just truly a blessing that these individuals are taking time out of their life to take care of our brothers and sisters, because that's what's going to make a difference right there is the veteran community policing up after each other. That's what's going to make a difference.
Yeah, and like you and Justin and even the Reverend, even though I don't know him for long, I feel his real compassion and care. That's so awesome, you know. And like you said, yeah, Terry was so positive when we got the show lifted up, you know. So, you know, I mean, I think we're approaching episode. I think we're approaching episode 70 soon. So I think that's pretty cool. Justin, are you on deck? Because I know you're doing some work out in Missouri, and yeah, I just always thought you and Jeremy would be a great connection. I know in the past your paths crossed maybe on different shows or on this show, but I just wanted to bring you guys back, you know, in talking, because your programs have both grown in such a great way. Dustin, can you give a couple words?
Yeah, Reverend Mike, my friend, my mentor, you know, my brother. It's so good to talk to you again, number one. Jeremy, again, it's another really good to talk to you as well. Actually, right now, we actually have an event going on right now, this month.
Wow.
And I think the first of the three events ends tonight, and it's for Monster Jam. Warrior Outdoors has taken three veterans, and they're actually going to have a pit crew experience with Monster Jam. So they're actually going down to do all of that. Here in Missouri, we're working on a big swim that we're going to do. We're doing it's called Lake Sharks for Warriors. That's also on my podcast page. Not to do a plug on my show or anything, but that's on the events shared on my page, as well as on the Warrior Outdoors Missouri group on Facebook. One thing that I notice a lot, and it's something that I can kind of, personally relate to, especially on the spirituality side of things. I went down a real hard road whenever I got out, and right before I got out, and you know, I had kind of turned away from the spiritual side of things. I had kind of, you know, became the wayward son, if you will. And so, I went into a great program called AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and they started teaching me. They started teaching me, you know, the higher power. Well, for a long time, my higher power was my hat, simply because it would float on the water and I couldn't. And I know that's kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek thing, but it was kind of my way of processing through where I am, you know, to the point where I am now, and. I see that in a lot of guys and girls like us. They come back. They, you know, they've seen the crap that we've seen, and they're kind of questioning the existence of God. And you know, right now, actually, I'm standing outside in the full moon tonight at my mom's new house, and we're standing out. She's got 3 acres out here, and I've been having a blast out here. And I had said in an earlier show, you know, for me to be outdoors is just everything. So, you know, it's as simple, it's something as simple as just going out and sitting on the back porch
Let me ask you to tell the folks listening a little bit about your podcast, because it's great. I've been on it and you know, definitely connect with Jeremy. Because, it'd be great for him to be on there. He's just something else. And you're an open guy. And so, but can you give a little information on the show? I really like it.
Yeah, actually, we've gone through a little bit of a change probably since the last time you were on, Reverend Mike. We are now called the WOE Radio Show, which is just W-O, which stands for Warrior Outdoors.
Cool.
It's myself and our national vice president, Mr. Dustin Luther Wilkes, are the hosts. And we kind of run it, you know, we don't concentrate solely on veteran issues. We talk about just about anything. It's completely open forum, so it's one of those things where we're developing ways to, and it's on the Veteran Radio Syndicate, so it's on the news side, on Syndicate N, on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern. So it's a two-hour show. We're always, you know, trying to find ways, you know, be more interactive with our listeners and be able to communicate with them and interact directly with them. And so all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram are all at the WOE Radio Show. And we do, and it is a direct extension of Warrior Outdoors, the organization. So, we're always willing to take callers. We're always willing to, you know, talk about, and we try and take, you know, a different spin on the news, where, you know, you hear a lot of bad news. It's just it just seems like you turn on the news, and it's one reason I kind of stopped watching the news, because it's always bad and it'll bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of, you know, have fun with it. You know, if we can, if Dustin and I can try, or James, our trucker, can find a way to spin a story that may not be necessarily bad. They just, the way the news plays it up, it's bad, you know, and kind of bring some laughter to the world. And that's the thing, you know, that's part of this healing process that we're all going through. You know, they've always said laughter is the best medicine. And, I just, you know, we just lost a fellow podcaster, and good friend and brother Marine, Dr. Cyclops, just passed, and we actually dedicated yesterday's show to Dr. Cyclops. And we had a friend of his and mine call in, and we talked a little bit. You know, he reached out to me, and even though me and him never actually met face-to-face, and there was a large age gap there of at least 10 or 15, 20 years, he reached out to me when I was having some of my issues that I was having. And, you know, we just kind of talked, and he just started joking and making me laugh. And at that point, I realized that the thing that we were doing with the show could do exactly what he did for me. And, you know, just that simple, you know, stupid joke, you know, it's just, you know, some random joke or, you know, something like that. You know, Dustin does it to me from time to time. I actually played one of his voicemails live on the air one time because all he did was scream into the mic, and then he goes, "Hey, man, call me back," you know. So,
well, let me ask, Jeremy or Reverend Hopkins about humor as far as a great way of helping out in the healing process, because Justin, I appreciate what you do on the radio show, and yeah, it is uplifting to listen to your show. Jeremy or Reverend Hopkins or both?
I think, you know, most veterans, they can make light of about any situation.
Money I gave you for McDonald's.
And our trips, we'll start digging at each other. I mean, we're out there, you know. We talk about some serious stuff. We'll do some cutting up too, and you know, we'll make fun of the Marines for eating crowns, or they'll make fun of us for, you know, sitting back in the back while they're out fighting.
Background.
Yeah, we all have a good time.
Justin, I bet that's Justin. Justin, is that you, man?
Yeah, what's
only,
up?
Or is that Jeremy?
Sorry, that was probably me. I've got my family outside
okay.
too. So.
All right, no problem. So Reverend Hopkins, how do you see, you know, humor as a way of healing?
I think laughter is good medicine. And there's lots of laughing going on during the retreat. You know, like I'll echo what Jeremy said, man. We talk about some serious stuff. You know, we start out, we ask all the veterans to bring an item that reminds them of their service, and just to have them talk about it. That's kind of how we begin, kind of getting to know each other, and you know, that always brings up some deep stuff, you know, and like that'll kind of get us talking. But you know, by the end of it, you know, there's time for laughs, man. There's time for joking, and it's I think humor is great medicine, and it's definitely not going to hurt anything. It's I think it's helpful.
That's great. If folks want again to get in contact with the program, can we have like a little bit of information regarding that, and then also from Justin how they can get on with Warrior Outdoors. Jeremy, you mentioned
yes, sir.
The Facebook page, is that
Yeah, Soldier's Heart, Bluegrass and Muddy Waters on Facebook. We're still developing our website. It is www.asoldiersheart.org. And we're fixing to try something new. I mean, we've got our canoes and kayaks. We've been doing those trips. The organization has just been blessed with a Tracker all-weld aluminum boat. And about 30 or 40 fishing rods and probably enough tackle to open up a small bait and tackle store. So we're going to start using that to take some veterans out. Room on the boat for three people so we can get some good one-on-one time with a veteran if they need it, you know, and just take them out of the lake and take them fishing or whatnot. So we're blessed to be able to have that equipment at our organization as well. So just the amount of blessings that the organization has gotten from the community is amazing. We had somebody at our local county. His dad's served. Most of his family served. He never served, but he tries to give back. And he actually started helped us start our ruck marches that we have every year, one of our big fundraisers. So, I mean, the community support around here has been outstanding, and we just thank the Lord for blessing us.
That's great to hear. As far as Reverend Hopkins, where are you doing your ministry? Where is your church?
My church is in Southern Illinois. Actually, mm-hmm. I live in Western Kentucky, but the church is in a little just outside of a little town called Vianna. Very southernmost part of Illinois. Up in the Shawnee National Forest, but that's where the church is, and I actually live, like I said, about an hour away here in Western Kentucky. I live 10 minutes from Jeremy.
Well, that's very positive. The work that you you're doing. What would you say to folks that would be considering ministry in the future? All right, on the background noise.
Sorry, I'm moving.
That's all right. So then, it's either, you know, I don't want to blame Justin, but every time he comes on my show, man, and I don't even know if he's responsible for it. I don't even know if I'm just blaming him just for the heck of it or what, but, you know, he takes it. Yeah, you're gritty. Chaplain Hopkins, what would you say in regards to if there's a trooper who says if he or she feels called to ministry and they have their doubts because they had, been involved in some things, you know, in the war and stuff. I've always tried to say, even broken folks that have even done stuff on my radio show that have not been cool. I've always said, hey, you know, I'm always open to the door for forgiveness, but please sin no more. I just wanted to get your perspective on that because I think you're someone that has a lot of knowledge and wisdom and yeah.
Well, you know, I think as far as if a trooper was to come to me and talk about ministry, you know, I guess I would just tell him that, you know, whenever it first crossed my mind, you know, I mean, my prayer was, God, are you crazy? You've done picked the wrong cat. You know, there is no way. You know, I am not the right guy. You know, I had a lot of bad habits when I joined the service. And when I got in the service, I really developed more bad habits. And, I used meth for about 7 years, drank heavy, heavy, heavy. You know, a half a case of beer a day was, you know, I mean, and you know, I was just, and I was self-medicating. That's what I was doing.
Yep, that's right.
And,
that's
you know, so as far as like, you know, I don't believe that God calls the qualified. You know, I think he qualifies the call. And it sounds cliche, but
that.
I just think, I
no,
think
no,
there's
I
a
like
lot
that.
Of, there's a lot of truth to it, you know, and it's not about having everything all together, you know, like even while we were still sinners, you know, Christ Jesus died for us. And, you know, like I feel like, you know, you don't have to have it all together to, you know, to begin serving God, you know. So if anybody was interested in ministry, I mean, I would love to, you know, like, you know, the guys around here that I am in relationship with, you know, I would love to walk alongside them. And and help them in any way that I could. And there is no greater thing that I've ever done in my life than serve the Lord. I mean, it's been an amazing journey. I'm far from perfect, you know. But the one who saved me and redeemed me is perfect. And I lean on Him. I trust Him. And I definitely wouldn't have anything negative to say. Well. The people that have came to me, actually, the very first thing that I say is, if there is anything else that you can do, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess really that just gets to, that strikes at the nerve of like, you know, are they really for real? You know, how, they
that's
really
true.
Feel, you know, because ministry, it's no joke.
Yeah,
I mean, it's serious business. And to do it full time is, you know, it's a full time job times two.
Yes.
But yeah, I would never try to run anybody off. I would want to walk alongside them and give them, you know, help them out, whatever I can do to steer them in the right direction.
Man, I think you said the perfect thing, and as we know from the Bible, there's so many different ways to serve in different ministry and different ministries and different callings. And you just said the right thing, you know, and by, you know, walking with that person. You know, that's a great metaphor or example that you add in this dialogue. So I'm really touched by you. If I'm down in the area, I definitely want to have a preaching contest between you and I. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? And then we can have a wrestling contest because you're from that area that does that. And I'm from that area. Well, I have family there, family friends there. But, I just think, you say volumes with your words and your deeds, and I really am glad that you and Jeremy are doing great things and touching lives. And before we end, all three of you, can you add some last words, you know, any prayers or any messages or anything, or all three combined? But just, you know, I just want folks to know and get the last words from all of you. And if you want to put a plug for any future events or shows or anything, please do that, because this is all about sharing. It's not just about this show. So please.
The biggest thing I can tell you is, if it's on your mind to serve your brothers and sisters out there that are hurting, if it's on your mind, if it's on your heart, go do it. It's a blessing in itself. I mean, to me, it's helps me with my healing to help other veterans. It's just truly a blessing. So if it's on your heart to go help out our brothers and sisters, go do it. Get involved. Get connected with groups in your area. There's organizations that are popping up all over the place. Do some vetting on them. Make sure they're legit, and you know, plug yourself in there. It's going to be the veteran community policing ourselves and helping ourselves out. There's not going to be anybody else that does it for us. That's my two cents.
I appreciate that prophetic message. You know, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jeremy Wallace. And, Soldier's Heart. Muddy Waters and Bluegrass. And then, did I get that right?
A Soldier's Heart, Bluegrass, and Muddy Waters. We'll go by A Soldier's Heart.
Okay.
For short.
All right. When you see me, you get to punch me in the arm, not in the face, because you can't touch you. All right?
You got a pretty face. I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah, yeah. And I just shaved my beard, man.
What?
I
when you're in Kentucky
it.
Sometime, let us know
yep.
when you're coming to Kentucky. We'll get a trip together and have you out on some canoes and kayaks.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm gonna do it because I have some family friends, maybe an hour or so away from Bowling Green, maybe an hour and a half or so. So I'll coordinate that, you know. So I really appreciate you. Yeah,
maybe me and Justin can work together. Me and Justin can work together
yeah.
on a trip over there in Missouri sometime.
Hell yeah, anytime, man. I've got a lot of different spots to go fishing up here. And real quick, if anybody wants to get a hold of us at Warrior
mm-hmm.
Outdoors, our number is 866-343-HERO, which is 4376. And my direct extension, you can reach me at it 24/7, is 709. So if you just want somebody to talk to or whatever, you're more than welcome to call me. If you want to listen to the show, it's on Saturday mornings on Veteran Radio Syndicate on the news side, on the inside. 10 a.m. Central, and what you know, if you're wanting to get involved, if you're just wanting to, you know, take some people out, please get a hold of us. Our website is warrioroutdoors.org. You know, we've got our event calendar up there. We've got Lake Sharks for Warriors coming out pretty soon, which is down at the Lake of the Ozarks, and there's a lot of good fishing down there. As well as, you know, a lot of good swimming and a good time. That's going to be August the 12th. And if you want to register with that or anything like that, get on Facebook, look up Warrior Outdoors Missouri, and then hit join. Tell, you know, whoever asks you how you found out about us, tell them that you heard of them through Reverend Mike's show. And we'll accept you, and then the event is actually right there, so you can actually throw your join request on that, and I will email you the paperwork for your if you're wanting to swim, your paperwork to register and get your donations. So
great.
We're always looking for stuff like that. We're working on a fishing trip here, hopefully pretty soon. So. I'm waiting for my team to get back with me on that. But other than that,
awesome.
As always, Reverend Mike, it's a great pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you for your presence, and I will keep on promoting Woe and Soldier's Heart. So thank you. And before we end, real quick, Reverend Hopkins, any last words before we end?
I appreciate the opportunity to be on here, Reverend Mike. I appreciate what you're doing, getting the word out, and just opening
mm-hmm.
up the conversation, man. There's a lot of guys that are out here hurting, and they need community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take my hat off to Jeremy. I take my hat off to Justin,
mm-hmm.
man. I appreciate what you're doing over there in Missouri, and I look forward to hooking up and maybe doing something together sometime. And,
thanks
again.
I'd love to have you on my show.
Great. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could get, if Reverend Mike could give us his number one more time, I want to write that down.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What was that number? Justin?
Oh, it's 866.
Oh, yeah, Justin, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's 866-343.
Sleeping on that. Yeah. Wake him up, man. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. 866-343-4376. And then my extension is 709.
It was 866 what?
343.
Okay, got it.
4376. And then my extension is 709.
Okay, all right, cool, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And,
well,
and Reverend Mike, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I take my hat off to you,
yeah.
man. I appreciate you. And we appreciate your prayers and appreciate you what
yep.
you're doing here on the radio, man. Thanks a whole lot.
Well, man, I'm going to keep on praying, and I'm going to add your work to my prayers, and And as they said, when I was a Dominican friar, you know, I asked one of these old guys, old timers, and I asked him, you know, because he was a holy man, and I said, you know, hey, will you pray for me, Father? And he said to me, I pray for you. Will you pray for me? And that's how I bring that out to all of you all. You all are in my prayers, and I ask you to pray for me. And we'll continue to work together, pray, and do our best to break bread with each other spiritually and even physically when we can make it. And blessings to you all. Have a great night.
You too.
All right,
yeah, you too,
night.
Reverend Mike. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
God bless Reverend Mike.
Thank you very much. God bless you all. And this is a shout-out for Warrior Wellness and Life Worlds every Sunday night at 9 p.m. EST. We're here. We have great hosts. We have a virtual church fellowship as well as a in vivo one. We always meet, and you're always welcome. And we're always breaking bread together, either, you know, on air or with meetups. So just contact me if you ever want to link up. I also wanted to thank the guest 2 weeks ago, Chief Woody, who's doing fantastic work up in New England to advocate for vets, and the great lawyer, Derek Storms, who is also a guest. So blessings and have a great night. Thank you.